Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And all this rubbish and all this talk about, well, he will go at some point because he's bigger than Aston Villa and Aston Villa are just a stepping stone to him. You don't get it. No. This idea that he would jump ship at the first sight of a big club is a joke. Hello and welcome to the Clark and Blue podcast. This is absolutely a bonus episode today. I stuck something on Twitter just now saying bonus episode, everybody. And the first reply was, yes, please, an hour long one to celebrate Unai Emery's new Villa contract. Now, I will say up front, this will not be an hour long. Tuesdays are my day off and I've got a one-year-old vying for my attention. So we're going to do 10, 15 minutes or so just of pure vibes, John, of what's happened this afternoon. Tell us first. You explain what's happened.
Unai Emery has extended his deal at Aston Villa, and that is all we need to talk about. This probably isn't say that I'm going to be an hour. It could be, yeah, fantastic news for the football club. I wouldn't say this is a shock or even a relief. To be honest, it doesn't feel like that because I was actually about 75% of the way through a piece saying why Unai Emery is not going to be leaving Aston Villa and why he will be staying or maybe signing a new deal, and yeah, then the news drops. It was something that was on our radar, I suppose, as reporters. You know, it tends to happen where there's vacancies elsewhere or there will be vacancies. Then a manager signs a new deal, and again, this doesn't feel like a situation where Villa thought, oh no, you know, Bayern Munich are going to have a job up, will they offer it to Emery? I don't think they're actually concerned about that. I think it's just this is probably the right time to you know, extend his deal. And as David Ornstein kind of broke the news, he also mentions in his piece that Villa will sit down with Emery again in the summer to extend again. So potentially this is a, I don't know, maybe a warning to other clubs of he's staying, don't bother. And then in the summer, we're going to give you more years. So yeah, we'll see how it plays out in the coming weeks. But this is kind of like the first element of he's not going anywhere, which is what we knew anyway. But this is kind of confirmation before the club even says it themselves, but we know it's true. So yeah, fantastic news for the football club. I was thinking, when just as I was setting this up, then I was thinking, usually when we do these sorts of things, it's because a manager's been sacked or there's a negative bit of news. But in the last 18 months, you know, it's mad to think that this is actually for a manager staying. I don't know when the last time that has happened in recent history where a manager has kind of committed his future to the club. I mean, Dean Smith would have signed new deals, I presume. But there was never like any worry of him going elsewhere or his future being up in the air. So yeah, brilliant news. Kind of leaves all of those questions to the side, even though, again, for me, I don't think that was ever an issue anyway for fans or, as I say, people inside the club.
The use of the phrasing of they will sit down again in the summer to discuss further years is something that feels to me, at least, that is unusual in football. This is that he signed a new deal till 2027. The existing deal was 2026, so it's technically a year's extension. And as you said, never really worried about him leaving. We were asked on the Q&A yesterday, what do you think about the Bayern Munich interest? Do you think it'll happen? And we were just like, nope, next question, because I don't ever fear that he was going to leave anyway. Just the one-year extension should almost be enough, really, to stave away any interest from other clubs anyway. It's basically a reward for, you're brilliant, you're doing very well, here you go, here's more money, you know, however the deals work. The talk in the summer of, we'll sit down again and do another deal, that is pretty uncommon, isn't it? So if it's already to 2027 now, to sit down in the summer is going to be till at least 2028, 29, 2030. Like, how far do you go with this, right?
Yeah, and again, I think it's almost like a warning shot to elsewhere. If maybe Villa caught wind of Bayern Munich potentially preparing something or wanting to talk, and again, this doesn't mean that Emery was even entertaining it, and he's not, and he hasn't, but this might just be something that the owners have put into the media. Well, yeah, and then basically saying, you know, don't think about it, it's not happening, he's committed his future again. And this, he was already on a long contract. This was the most lucrative deal the club have put out, and one of the longer deal, managers these days do tend to get longer deals than what they did previously. Like, it's not the same, but Darren Moore, didn't he get like a 7-year deal or something at Port Vale? Just coming to my mind, but Villa's deal for Emery was very long in itself. So yeah, this just kind of adds more barriers, I suppose, to teams who, again, if they are interested, then try your luck. You're not gonna get anywhere with it. You know, we've gone through it before. His son's playing for the 21s. The club that he part owns, you know, V Sports are now on board with that, and his brother's the president, etc. Where else do you go with it? He has ultimate power in the decision making. He was the one who wanted Emery. He was the one who wanted Damian. You just cannot get this elsewhere at any other club. And
yeah,
for Emery to step up, he's stepping up to the elite clubs in the world, and those clubs are not going to bring on all of his staff, even though it would work for them probably. It's because of power and, you know, grappling between owners and different people at those clubs.
Well, existing contracts as well. Let's just use Man United as an example, who are putting all their energy into Dan Ashworth. If he doesn't want Unai Emery, or Unai Emery wants to join but doesn't care about Dan Ashworth and wants Monchi, Man United don't want to do it, and that affects power dynamics and stuff. No other club is going to give Unai Emery what he's got at Aston Villa. So regardless of whether Emery does think about leaving in a year or two, which I don't think is the case anyway, what is he going to get that's better than the situation at Villa? And hopefully Villa's rise continues to be a Champions League Cup, or we win trophies in the next couple of years. And well, you could go and do that with Man United, but why is that any better than doing it with Villa? Like, what? Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And he's an absolute obsessive. Like, he's not doing this for money, and he's been very well paid anyway. But there's no motivation for Emery apart from just doing a strong, solid job with what he has and with people that he respects. Like, he's so obsessed with that part of the game. Like, for him, it's not about, you know, going to different places and earning money and trying new things. For him, it has to be perfect. He went to Villarreal. When Villarreal had rarely won anything in their career, in their history. But he goes there because it suited him and because he needed that platform again to build something. And then he comes to Villa because it's the right opportunity. Newcastle wasn't the right opportunity. Maybe, and I think a lot was said about, oh, yeah, but Newcastle in a relegation fight, he probably didn't fancy it. Unai Emery would back himself to finishing so the top six or top seven at that point, because exactly so were we. It was probably more so the power dynamics, as you say, Dan. What were they offering him? Were they saying, oh, we'll bring in Dan Ashworth for you and we'll do this and that? As you say, literally in that example, well, that probably doesn't suit Unai Emery. He probably wants to work with someone that he knows and someone that he trusts and someone that, you know, he has picked himself because he knows that he's that caliber of manager, that he deserves that. And he can, that's, you know, how he works best. And he's proven that at Villa now. So it's a marriage made in heaven. It's, you know, one part of me wants to say Villa are lucky to have him, but then again, they've given him everything. It works both ways, and there are very few managers, if any, like Unai Emery, as I say, that are so invested, have so much experience and know what they want and that can actually get it as well. You know, if, for example, Amorim at Sporting, there was obviously an interest from Villa, you know, as a backup option, should we say. Amorim was interested in Villa as well, but would have Villa have given him everything? Would they have given him the keys like they've given Emery the keys? I doubt it, because he was inexperienced, but Emery's proven everything and he's proven it again at Villa. So, yeah, it's to say, phenomenal news for the club, because now we know that we'll be competing in Europe for the next year to come. Like, that doesn't, we're not jinxing it or being silly to say. He's done it 16 years in a row. What we've done this season has been nothing short of remarkable, with European competition as well. So next season, I'm expecting us to be competing around the top six, tops, whatever it may be, even with Champions League. That will then happen year on year on year. That's the plan. So, yeah, with Unai Emery, it just allows us to access everything that we want to be as a football club. And yeah, years to come, hopefully.
Recency bias is not the right phrase, but it's all I can think of as right now, because it feels, you know, it's all happening now. We're in the moment of it. But the relationship between Unai Emery, the manager, the man, and the football club, the board, the hierarchy, the fans as well, the players, what he's building here at Aston Villa feels like a unique thing. Like, I can't think off the top of my head of many other managers that have got that much power and that much control, are on the verge of some kind of success, whatever your definition of success is, and that absolutely is adored by this fan base. Like, again, you may go to Liverpool, let's say, after Klopp. Are the Liverpool fans going to get on board with Unai Emery as much as the Villa fans have? Yeah, yes, maybe they do. But do you know what I mean? Like, everything feels like this perfect 10 out of 10 situation, that it's a massive gamble, I think, for Emery to go anywhere else until he's, you know, exhausted all of his options at Aston Villa. Like, when we've won 10 Premier Leagues in a row, yeah, maybe he does think it's time for a different challenge. But as of right now, what's going to be better than what he's got at the moment?
Yeah, and he's had the experience with Arsenal that didn't go well, and not just on the pitch, but as a human. No one wants to go through that. You go into a foreign country and you're being abused, you know, verbally abused by fans and all sorts, and they don't understand what you have and who you are and what you can bring to the club. So, again, I've put something out basically saying that the reasons why he struggled at Arsenal are the reasons why he's succeeding at Aston Villa. And that kind of, when I thought of that, I thought, well, yeah, that's probably about right, John. So that was my, you know, to kind of make it short and sweet. So it's, we know how important he is to the club, but Aston Villa are also important to him. As you say, Dan, if he went elsewhere, he wouldn't be stranded because, you know, the guy's won plenty of stuff before he came to Aston Villa. But he knows what an opportunity he has now. I think even he's probably succeeded more so than what he thought he might have done in the 18 months. And we can actually win silverware in a few weeks. We can finish in the top four in a few weeks. So, you know, we haven't done anything yet, but the rate in which we've developed and progressed, it's mad. Like, we're the fourth best team in England, whether we finish fourth or not this season. I know that sounds crazy, but we know that we are. We are. If we didn't have Europe, we would have finished higher with more points, I think, because I don't know, less injuries, fatigue, etc. But then we've added the European competition, and we hopefully will win that trophy this season, and that'll be the first piece of silverware we've won since 96 and everything else that comes with that. So the rate in which we've developed, it's almost like it's been overnight. Obviously 18 months, it's a long time, but in football, you know, he's had so little time to do what he's done. If we finished, I don't know, going back to last season, no one thought we'd be in Europe. Then this season, we're knocking on the door for Champions League. Hopefully we get there. So, yeah, it's all happening so quickly. And I just hope that, you know, however long he's here for, another 6-7 years, potentially, I don't know, we can achieve what we are able to, because we know that with Emery, we have the opportunity to do so. So, it's just really, really exciting times to be a Villa fan.
I only said in yesterday's podcast, and I think there's a clip that I scheduled for this evening on Twitter to go out, the line about I expect Villa to have Unai Emery be their longest serving manager and be one of the longest serving managers in the Premier League. Yeah. The line I really enjoyed in David Ornstein's article was that Villa want him to be their Sir Alex Ferguson. I was thinking, I said something similar myself yesterday. Like, I got to bat myself. Yeah.
27 years.
That's what you want, isn't it? That should be the aim. Like, when you settle down with a manager that you really like and you give him a contract, talking like, oh, you're about to marry someone here. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. If you're going to get into a relationship, you are thinking of those end goals, aren't you? I suppose. Otherwise, what's the point being with them? You might as well go somewhere else. If you've settled that this is the manager you want and he loves your club as well and it's very successful and you're building something together.
Yeah,
you should want him to be here for 10, 15 years. Otherwise, what is the point?
Unai is probably an exception to other managers, because if you gave a long contract to another manager who has history of kind of jumping around or whatever, then you might be putting yourself in a corner there, because they would either say, I'm not sure, and then it goes in the media if they've turned down a contract, or, you know, that sort of dynamic. And it, but Emery, you know that this is a man who respects everything about the football club. And again, the owners... When Pochettino was linked with Villa, when Tuchel was linked with Villa, I remember thinking, you know, they should take that job. That's a brilliant opportunity for them. And for whatever reason, they turned it down, or Unai was ahead of them. I don't know exactly, but they were the top three, weren't they? Those three candidates. So to think that they had an opportunity, or maybe had an opportunity to come to the club, and then Emery's working with what he has. And what I'm trying to say is that every manager would love to work under our owners and the structure that they're trying to build and the power that they're giving to certain people. But Emery is the exception among other top coaches, because he's more than just a coach. You know, the way he conducts himself, the way he represents the football club and everything like that. Like we said the other day, I think we'd done talk about Pep Guardiola or Emery at Villa. I really don't care for Guardiola. I care that Emery is our manager, because he's the one that's just done it. He deserves all of our love. He deserves all of the respect possible. So I'm not thinking about anything otherwise than Emery is the best thing to happen to Aston Villa. Maybe second best thing to happen to Aston Villa in my lifetime after Suarez and Edens, because they did save us from oblivion, as I said yesterday. But there's nothing more that I want than Unai Emery to have everything that he has now at Villa, because it's just a perfect scenario. And yeah, no deal today, more years to come in the summer. It's fantastic news.
I was looking back at the Hockley live show from last year to just check that prediction I said about top four after yesterday's podcast. And
you said it again.
I just keep bringing it up. But we were talking, I don't know if it was in that video or just others around that time, like, how early is too early to say that Emery already deserves a new deal back in the last season when he got us into Europe, and the fact that we're almost a year on and it's now that he's finally getting it. We all kind of felt for a long time like, this guy's special, like, just give him the deal now. Like, well, give him the lifetime contract is what you'll see on Twitter after a win and stuff. So the fact that it's taken to 18 months of success for him to finally get increased terms is like, well, we were all kind of asking for this 12 months ago because we know what we've got here. So we don't want anyone coming to mess with it, basically.
No, for sure. And again, I think what I've said there about the whole, I think they've done this at a very specific time. It's a strange thing, it's a strange situation to say, all right, he has extended his contract and we're going to give him more terms basically in a few weeks. And again, I don't think it's a surprise that it's come because of stuff elsewhere. Not, again, that the club were worried or concerned or anything like that, but just to stop the kind of the media element of it, where he's going to be asked in press conferences, he's going to be batting it away, but it doesn't stop fans reacting to certain information coming out of Germany that might be false, might be correct, whatever it may be. But it ends it, and now Villa can focus on Chelsea, and they can focus on Olympiacos, they can focus on hopefully a final, hopefully getting top four. That's the key stuff, not about Unai's future, that, as I say, we all knew was safe anyway. Yeah. But it just stops the conversations, because that's what happens when you're not a big six club. You know, everyone wants to kind of strip you of all your assets, and Suarez and Eden, they're well aware of that. So, and again, just on that, Emery always speaks about players when, if they're signing new deals, he always says, we'll wait to the end of the season, or we'll wait for a certain point. We're fully focused on the job in hand. He probably doesn't want to have a big furore about this in his next press conference. He wants the full focus on Chelsea. As I say, I just think the owners probably said to him, look, we're going to put this out and you sign a new deal now for a year or whatever, just so we can end that, put it to a stop, go back to Bodymore, do your training. And then in the summer, we'll talk again about, I don't know, pay or conditions, clauses, etc. So yeah, I think that's probably how it breaks down. I don't know all of that for sure, but I think that would make sense. We'll try and get some kind of clarification on it exactly. But I think the key thing in there is that in the summer, there'll be more more of an explanation or more terms, I suppose, to what exactly it will be.
Yeah, it's really encouraging and really exciting, and what a brilliant time to be a Villa fan with things that are happening on the pitch. But then for the manager that you all adore, the head coach that you all adore, and is the key to all of this success, sits down and says, yeah, I'll stay, after reported interest or whatever else, shuts up all those pundits on TalkSport and wherever else talking rubbish about Man United this, Bayern Munich that, oh, what about replacing Klopp, Ten Hag's on the way out, oh no, Emery won't be able to resist if they offer him a contract. Well, he has resisted. Those jobs are available now, or will be available. And Ten Hag's not going to be there, is he? Bayern Munich, Klopp's leaving. There are going to be opportunities that a manager like Unai Emery will be offered or would be offered. And he could easily have said, right, well, I'm doing really well here, but I could go elsewhere because there will be offers for me. And all this rubbish and all this talk about, well, he will go at some point because he's bigger than Aston Villa, and Aston Villa are just a stepping stone to him. You don't get it. People that are suggesting that, you do not get it. And we're preaching to the choir here. Everyone watching this who is a Villa fan will be fully aware of that. If any non-Villa fan has stumbled upon this going, surely Unai Emery is bigger than Aston Villa and will leave at some point. Yeah, he might be Liverpool manager in 5 years' time. I don't want this podcast to come back to bite me in a couple of years' time if he does end up somewhere else. But as of right now, there are jobs available there for Emery, and this is effectively turning them down in favour of Aston Villa. So put some respect towards Unai Emery, who is a very respectful man anyway. Yeah. This idea that he would jump ship at the first sight of a big club is a f-ing joke.
Well, I've said this before in a different way.
sorry about that.
There are few clubs who can go from the Championship to the Champions League in 5 years, or there are a few clubs who can go for the Championship to sustain themselves as a mid-table club in 5 years. Villa are a huge club just because they're not part of the big six revenue teams who have been allowed to do it. You know, Villa weren't part of that group because they were relegated, because they were poorly owned by Randy Lerner previously. This is now their opportunity to, as I've said before, they want to become part of the great eight. You've got Newcastle, who are state-backed. Villa are now, so they're automatically going to be there for the foreseeable, right? But Villa need to make sure they're there as well. And Emery is doing it on the pitch, off the pitch. We need to increase revenues, etc. But on being good on the pitch helps it. Champions League, etc. Playing in Europe, whatever form. There are a few clubs that can attract Emery. There are a few clubs that can get to where we've got to, even without Emery at the position we were. I know Gerrard was the wrong decision, but we had huge plans anyway. We know how ambitious the owners were. We know how much money they were putting into the club. They're not going to do that to just any team. It's because it's Aston Villa, and they're a massive name in English football, in world football. Anyone I am who knows that, the players know that. Emery spoke a few months ago about every time he drives into the training ground, he sees the European Cup. What other motivation do you need as a manager, knowing that you can get there? He was in the semi-final of a Champions League a few years ago with Villarreal. No disrespect to Villarreal, but that must be the first time, or one of the few times, they've actually played in the top tier of European competition, let alone get to the semi-final. They beat Bayern Munich, they beat Juventus. Yeah, I kind of echo what you just said there, Dan, without the expletive.
I'm going to have to bleep those out, obviously. But, you know, I'm very passionate about this situation. We are going to have to call it a day there because I've got responsibilities to go and deal with. Like you know, Emery, been off of my deal. I've done the podcast. I've got other things to do, John. Right, I've got to crack on. So thank you, everyone, for watching this bonus podcast or listening. We appreciate you, as always. How could we not jump on and talk about it? Thank you very much to everybody. Thank you to Nassef and Wes for giving Unai a new deal to give us this podcast to even do in the first place. And we will see you all on the Client Brew podcast again very soon. Bye-bye, everyone.